3. Summit Meeting. The Holy Father, chief priest of all Catholics of the globe, and Bishop of Rome, stared astonished at the stranger standing opposite him on the other side of the dark and gleaming writing desk.
"Who let you in here?" he asked.
"No one,"
replied the stranger, who seemed quite at ease. The hint of a smile played at the corners of his mouth.
"You are lying,"
replied His Holiness with unwonted severity, while his right hand reached slowly for the alarm button.
"Would you first not prefer to see what first I have to offer you?"
grinned the stranger. His deep black eyes radiated a friendly yet also forceful quality. The Pope hesitated.
"What have you to offer?"
he answered finally, trying to appear gentle. His finger now lay over the alarm button. He could press it in the twinkling of an eye.
"The time machine,"
replied the stranger, unruffled. He seemed cheerful and quite unperturbed.
"That is the craziest thing you could have thought of,"
said the Pope, rather amused in spite of himself.
"Time machines are the inventions of overworked brains."
And then, after a few seconds,
"Though it is true, of course, that time warp effects are described in the Holy Scriptures. For instance, by the prophet Jeremiah and his young friend Abimelech. But these such effects are caused by Almighty God. As far as I can tell, you are no angel."
And with this he tried to direct a look of compassion at the stranger. The man was quite something. His skin was black. He was about 25 years old, over 6 foot tall, and had frizzy hair. He might have come from Senegal, for his skin shone black as soot. The strangest thing was his clothes. He wore black shoes, black socks, black trousers, a black shirt, and an elegant black jacket with broad lapels. A black man, dressed in black. His very pleasant face sported bright white teeth like a necklace of pearls.
"Would you allow me," said the stranger with a courteous smile, "to dematerialize in front of you and then reappear 15 seconds later?"
The Holy Father took a deep breath.